KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma. 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker at Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that union traffic flagger Zeta makes $87,000 a year. All right, on the phone this morning, and this might get a little bit confusing for you listeners, is Gabe in Woodinville. Gabe in Woodinville. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Wolfpack.
Whoa, what's up? Gabe came in hot, smoking.
I'm good.
Good, good. Well, Gabe, you know, we work with a Gabe, too. That's interesting. I wonder if you guys could ever be in a relationship together. Two Gabes walking around? That would
Gabe,
be weird.
I tried to date a Gabe once, and Matt said that I couldn't do it because it was too weird.
I said that? I'm pretty sure I didn't even know you then.
Yeah, you did. We were pals.
Okay. All right. Sorry, Gabe. I don't think it's going to work out.
I get called, my nickname's Gabe the Babe, so that's how we differ.
Mine's Gabey Baby.
Oh, gee. Okay, you two need to exchange numbers. All right, Gabe. Is a commercial HVAC foreman. So what we'd like to do here, Gabe, I think you know the drill, but we're going to put a minute on the clock. We're just going to ask you as many questions as we can. When we're done, we'll play a song, we'll gather our thoughts, we'll come back, we'll read some text. We're all going to guess what we think you make, and then you're going to share your salary. Sound good?
Yep.
Gabe in beautiful Woodinville. All right, Gabe in the studio. Are you ready to start the questions?
Yeah.
Okay. Like I said, this could get a little confusing. All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Gabe in the studio, if you're ready, begin.
Are you in a union?
Yes.
As a union foreman.
I'm actually a union sheet metal worker. That's the actual, union I'm in. Sheet metal worker.
Sheet metal worker. Okay. Are you doing?
We specialize in a heating and air conditioning commercial install, anywhere from a Nordstrom building to a 35-story high rise.
Oh.
Okay. So you would say you're probably at the top of your game, Gabe?
There's a few more steps. You know, superintendent, maybe owner.
How many hours a week do you work?
40 on average.
I'm pretty sure he just said he owns Nordstrom's. That's what I heard out of the whole conversation.
No.
Yeah.
Do you get your hands dirty, Gabe, or just tell other people what to do?
A little bit of both, depending on how big the job is or where I'm at.
Are you married?
Yes.
Mm. Funny that you asked that question, Gabe, to Gabe.
Why? We always ask that question.
Do we? Yeah. All right, here we go. Morning Wolf Pack. We have now asked the questions. You guys need to text in 253-642-WOLF. And make sure you put your name and where you live on that text. What do you think Gabe in Woodinville is making as a commercial HVAC foreman? I think this has got to be a good number. Anyway, he's going to share his salary in 3 minutes.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Gabe. He lives in Woodinville, and he is a commercial HVAC foreman. Big into sheet metal. Sheet metal guy in the union there. Gabe, what else did we just learn about Gabe?
Well, you stole my thunder because I was going to say he's in a union for sheet metal.
Oh, sorry.
But it's okay.
Yeah, sorry.
They do commercial work like Nordstrom's. He doesn't own Nordstrom, so
that's what I heard.
Don't get it twisted. He does work about 40 hours a week, and he is married. I was not asking for myself. I was asking for the sake of the show. He's married.
Gabe, are you married?
What?
Are you married?
I'm in a relationship.
Oh, just for the sake of the show, I was asking. But hey, this might skew it. So I'm a general foreman. If that might change a little bit, general foreman, which is basically if there's a job with multiple foremen, I could be the lead on the job.
Okay, all right. Or, so does that mean you own Nordstrom's or not?
No, I do not own Nordstrom.
Okay, because I'm really, that's where I'm going after that money. So with that in mind, I got to start out the guessing here. I'm going to go $140,000. You're commercial. You're doing great. You're in the union. You can twist up that sheet metal. I'm going to go with Jane and Sumner texted that. And Jane, appreciate you. Thanks for listening. 140. Gabe, what are you thinking about your namesake here?
I'm going to go a little bit lower because he doesn't make overtime. I don't know. Just the gut feeling here.
Doesn't need it.
Yeah, Chloe in Monroe. She also put a lot of details in her answer, so I feel like I trust her. I'm going to go with 125.
All right, Captain Ron.
So Dave in Auburn texted in. He was very casual about his response, so I thought he knows something, and that's all I'm basing it off of. And so we're saying 135.
Whew. All right, I got the top end. I like that because I think Gabe in Woodinville's a baller. All right, so 125, 135, 140. We're all in the same range, but really we don't know anything. So it's time to end the guesswork, Gabe in Woodinville, and share your salary as a commercial HVAC foreman.
What is it over?
$153,000.
Oh! High side. Jaden Sumner, thank you. Boom.
And
nice.
It's not that there's no overtime. It's just there's overtime as needed, depending on, you know, crane picks. If we're having to shut down the street on a weekend, then there's some good overtime there. But on average, I would say I work only 40, depending on, you know, what's going on.
Yeah, so. But Gabriel, you said on average 40, so that could be misleading.
Yes. Well, that's also because I take too many vacations also.
Oh. Yeah, because he's big pimping.
Yeah, he is big
pimping. Don't get mad at it. And by the way, is your full name Gabriel, Gabe in Woodinville?
Yeah, Gabriel. That's my full
name. Like G-A-B-R-I-E-L?
Correct.
Oh, and you're two L's and an E.
G-A-B-R-I-E-L-L-E.
Okay, let's just say, hypothetically, Gabe in Woodinville, you weren't married. Would you date a Gabe? Would you, like, go up to a couple you didn't know and be like, hi, I'm Gabe, and I'm Gabe. And every time they're going to say, you're both named Gabe? That's weird.
I probably would. I don't know. Yeah. I've actually, like her, I've known only maybe two or three Gabes in my life. So it hasn't been that often that I know somebody by the same name.
Were they all men?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Everybody's grandpa's buddy is named Gabe.
No! Every grandpa's... I did have an uncle named Gabe. Yeah.
Of course. Grandpa's poker buddy.
I do know about 25 Matts and 18 Rons. So.
Yeah, Matt.
Yeah. We're basic white dudes, man. I got that biblical name. No controversy. Yeah. Very simple. All right, Gabe. Well, hey, thanks for calling. And thanks all for being great on the phone, too. Yeah. And, you know, it was a pleasure to have you on the show.
Yeah, no problem. I'm a listener now. I downloaded that Odyssey app, so I have you in my earbuds at work all day. So
wow. Good to go.
I don't know whether to feel sorry for you or thank you. Maybe
well,
both.
I'm still trying to decide myself. So
I know.
We're here for you.
Yeah, we love you. If anything we can do to help, Gabe, let us know. We can't afford to lose you.
Okay. Well, talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Take care, Gabe.